the opposition raised an issue that at least we should delay the Upper Nile Regional Conference until when they are in. And when they are in, they also raise an issue that areas which were under their control, especially most of the IO, areas that were under their control were not consulted. So we have agreed, if the team comes from South Africa, we shall be going for grassroots consultation in Akobo.
Okay.
Before the Malakal regional conference will start. But also on the sideline, we are preparing to send a needs assessment team to Malakal to see the infrastructure. How can we conduct the national dam, the regional conference? Do we have the infrastructure and the place to accommodate the 500 delegates? So this is what is happening now. So far, this is where we are in the national dialogue.
Mr. Vincent, you mean the 22...
And the conference, the Malakal conference will be in May, because we are near Easter and most of us are Christians, we cannot do anything. But after Easter, in May, that's when we plan to go for Upper Nile Regional Conference. As I'm speaking now, a delegation of 22 is now checking in to go to South Africa. That is 14 members from the political party and the opposition, and 8 from National Dialogue Leadership and the Secretariat. They are going now to South Africa to share experience with our friends in South Africa, and also to see how we can orient the new members from the opposition and the political parties on how to conduct national dialogue and other occasions. So this is why they are going now. They will be there for 7 days.
With whom are they going to consult in South Africa?
They will be meeting with the government officials. You know, the current president had support for national dialogue when he was still deputy. Now, after he was now elected as a president, he assigned his deputy to be the focal person between him and the national dialogue. Officially, he shall be meeting with the vice president and the other think tank bodies in South Africa, who have been also helping us to organize for us workshops, seminars on how to conduct a national dialogue process.
Earlier, there were subcommittees that were sent to various locations in the country to consult with the grassroots. How come some parts of Upper Nile were not consulted and now an issue is coming up?
No, Upper Nile region were consulted. It was only the areas which were under the control of the IO, that is Akobo, that were not consulted. But all the other parts of Malakal were consulted. So that's why they have requested us now to go and consult people there before going to Malakal, because Akobo falls under Upper Nile.
So when are you sending a team to Akobo?
After the delegation, which is now going to South Africa, if they come back in conjunction with the unionists, so we are working together with the unionists, and then the political party, we shall now fix a day when to go to Akobo. But we have discussed with the IO that they should know the nature of national dialogue. National dialogue is a process whereby people speak freely. People speak their mind, what they think is going are the issues that are taking this country the way it is. We told them to inform their soldiers that as you are going there, people will speak freely, people will speak their mind. Some people will even talk ill of race matter and other IO leadership. So we don't want somebody to be victimized because of what he or she has said.
Okay, Vincent, thank you so much. Otherwise, your last message.
Yeah, my last message is the people of South Sudan should be a bit patient. And we have two processes now, the national dialogue and the peace agreement. All this is aiming to achieve a lasting peace in South Sudan. National dialogue is broader-based. National dialogue gives an opportunity for the citizens of South Sudan to air their voice, to give their voice on how their views on how they want this country to be governed. So that's why we are saying when we are going to Malakal, the people of Malakal should be able to say why they see it taking this country away. And they should also be able to discuss issues pertaining to their region. There are some issues which are regional based. They should also be prepared to select their delegates who will come and represent them here during the National Dialogue Conference.